This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters and respected elders, that indeed it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has brought us here together today, that we can mention and ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to think about the great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us all. Almost 20 years ago, I myself stepped into and walked into Al-Muntada Al-Islami. And some of those faces that I saw nearly 20 years ago, I see them now. And some of them that they don't realize that they had a great impact on me. Now 20 years down the line, that I see how my life has evolved, how it has changed, and the path that I have taken. In fact, the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for me, I can see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every step of the way. And for each and every one of you, I'm sure that when you look back, you will recognize that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you in so many ways. You realize and you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He made the paradise for the believers. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made and He created the hellfire for those who turn away from Him. Once you understand this very important message, you will realize that the most important blessing, the greatest blessing in fact, that can be given to any one individual upon this earth is the ni'mah of al-Islam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He created you, that He placed you here upon this earth, and that you are serving the purpose that you were created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I did not create jinn or mankind except to worship Me. So when you recognize that and you know that, and you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ, that those who have turned away and disbelieved, that I have prepared for them indeed a severe punishment in this life and in the hereafter, and that they will have no helpers. You know that al-Islam is the greatest blessing that you can ever receive. That you should constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would constantly ask Allahu jalla wa ala. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never to be misguided. That he used to make supplications in his sujood. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O the one who turns the hearts, keep my heart firm upon your deen. And we take from this a lesson. That if the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this, and that the companions radiallahu anhum used to do this, وَهُمْ أَفْضَلُ أَصْحَابُ, and that they were the best of companions given to any Nabi radiallahu anhum jami'a, then what about our own selves? How often do we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm? I say to you, you say it more than 17 times a day. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you, whether you know that or not. If you are establishing your five prayers, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm and upon the straight path. By your statement, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, O Allah, guide me to the straight path. Now even though that you are doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked you to do, you constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide me to the straight path. Keep me upon the straight path. Keep me away from deviation. Keep me away from the paths that would take you away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know that anything that it may be given to you in this life, anything that you may receive, that it can be replaced. If you lose something, you can get something else. Anything in this life, it may be replaced. Maybe to a lesser degree, but to some particular level, you can replace it. But a person who loses their deen, that can never ever be replaced by anything else. There is no substitute. There is nothing that comes close. That if a person loses their deen, then they lose everything. If you break your phone, you can replace it. If you lose your phone, you can replace it. If you lose or tear your clothing, it wears out, you can replace it. But your deen, your servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never ever can that be replaced. That may only be replaced by something that will inevitably and ultimately take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you that great blessing. That great blessing which you know is the greatest blessing. Yet, did you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that? All of us, we have our supplications, our own things which we privately ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Whether it is to increase us in our wealth, to give us a pious spouse. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for many things. But the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should be thanking Him that He subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave that to you. So the many things that you ask for, maybe you haven't received them, maybe you receive them in the future. But the greatest of all, the greatest of them all, that supersedes all of them, Allah jalla wa ala gave that to you, and you didn't even ask for it. For those who came into this life, born into Muslim families, with Muslim surroundings, all that they knew was salah and fasting and giving charity and going to the masjid and learning the Quran. Did you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that? How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to you. And how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you that He gave that to you. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly that He gave that to you. Even your own body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you, that you can move your body in the way that you want to do it. You may see a person, I've seen a person, you've seen that person who may be born without hands, who has deficiencies in their body, the way they have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a test for them. But did you ever think that I have my hand and I can eat and I can dress myself? I can use the bathroom, azakum Allah, how I want to. How thankful you should be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And that you should be from the thankful. One of the great Sahaba, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Sahabi, that he was coming close to his death. And on his deathbed, he was visited by a number of people, and his son was present. And they found Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, weeping, facing the wall. This great Sahabiyun Jaleel, facing the wall, weeping. So they said to him, did not an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give you glad tidings? Because you are from the companions. You are from those who strived and struggled and sacrificed yourself and your wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did you not receive the glad tidings? He replied, and it's very important to pay attention and ponder over this particular incident, this mawqif at this time. That when a person becomes completely weak, and everything is taken away from them, that they have no power anymore, the ability to make hajj, and to go out and strive and struggle, they don't have it anymore. That they recognize that my moments in this life, that they are coming to an end, that the reality comes to them. When a person, and they have heard, when I thought my life was over, my life flashed before me. Whatever I did good and I put forth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will truly have the weight and will truly have what it deserves. And that what you forsake and that what you turned away from will become very clear to you. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he said, you know, at this particular time, the thing that I can count on most, and he had done many things, radiallahu anhu, in his life sacrificing, the greatest thing that I can count on now is my statement, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That is the greatest thing that I can count on, that I can take with me. And he said, you know, my life went through a number of stages. It went through a number of changes. That there was a time when there was an individual that I had no more hatred for any person more than an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If I had the ability, I would have overcome him and I would have killed him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the light of Iman and Islam in my heart. So I went to an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And look how serious that he took those things that he had done in his life. That he wanted to pledge allegiance to an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I want to be from your followers, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Please place out your hand. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed his blessed hand out. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, then he took it away. What is with you, O Amr? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. He said, I want to make a condition. I want to make a condition. He said, what is your condition, O Amr? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. He said, I want to be pardoned. I want to be forgiven. He realized, and he never told anybody this until his dying moments, that there was a time, and he didn't say this, he knew that there was a time when he had so much hatred for this person that he is now pledging allegiance to now whom was the most beloved of people to him. He loved none more than the one he was about to pledge allegiance to. But he didn't want that remained, or that what was in the past, he didn't want that to be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, are you not aware that Islam, when a person embraces Islam, that it wipes out everything that preceded it? You have a blank page, like a newborn baby. And that the hijrah, migration, removes that what preceded it. And the hajj, that it removes that what preceded it. At that moment, Amr radiallahu anhu, he said, at that moment, my love for an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was no more than it was at that particular time. And that after that time, I was so shy. I could never take a full look at his blessed and beautiful face. I couldn't stare at him because I felt shy. Because I loved him so much. So if you asked me now to describe him, I wouldn't be able to do that in any great detail. And he said, had I died at that moment, when I embraced Islam, when I turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had I died at that time, I would have had hope. I would have had hope that I would meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him being pleased with me. However, the reality of the matter is that we live our lives, we have our trials, we have our tests, we have our good deeds, and we have our sayyi'at, and we have our sins. That we will carry all of this, and we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of this. But how will you face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything that you have put forth? Your prayers, your charity, the level of your sincerity. On an occasion like this, is a reminder for myself first and foremost, that thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing that He subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He did not guide you, where would you be? and what would you be doing? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never guided you to this deen, that you never knew Islam, where would you be? Once you have that sweetness of iman, and that you know there's no sa'adah, there is no happiness except in the servitude and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing sweeter than you raising yourself in the night and placing your face on the floor. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It costs no money. That there are no witnesses and supporters and chanters for you. That is only you and your Lord. And that when you finish that, you raise your hands and you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you on this and not to take you away from this. Because if you are taken away from this, that you will be from the khasirin, that you will be from the losers. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviates you from this, that you will be from the losers in this life and the hereafter. So my dear brothers and sisters, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that what He gave you. And even that what He gave you and you didn't even ask for it. Even your sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe you embraced Islam. Were you, when the level of sincerity that you had, is Allah deserving more of that? Your ibadat, your worship, is Allah deserving of more than that? Yes, Allah is more deserving of that what you offer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that from you. What you offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of so much more. And I can never reach or put forth what I know my Lord that He deserves. But yet I know that if I am sincere as much as I can, that I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by His mercy, He will give me eternal happiness. The eternal happiness of not something that you may find in a storybook. For I am as sure as that I am standing here seeing every one of you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the Jannah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a place in the Jannah for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a place in Jannah for every single one of you. That don't allow that place to be empty. Don't allow that place to be uninhabited by yourself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for His servants, His slaves to inhabit that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a na'im. A na'im, a blessing that you cannot imagine. Just ponder over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you in the Qur'an concerning these real rewards. Don't turn away from this blessing, my brothers and sisters. Because the moments you have left in your life, how long are they? How much do you have? Your life itself is a blink of an eye. It doesn't last very long. Just a few years ago, you were at school. And just a few years' time, if you reach that age, you will be an old person. And you will look back. Don't have regret. Take your health while you have it. Take your strength while you have it. All of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed you with, the ability to recite, the ability to prostrate, the ability to place your forehead on the floor. Because there are many who do not do that. There are many who don't even understand what this is, to place your head on the floor. And that believer, because of their body becoming old, that they have to sit on a chair, and that they're unable to prostrate. They have to pray, sitting on a chair. Maybe it has been years since they prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they wish that they were able to do that. How they wish that they could place their head on the floor in worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have that ability. This deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold on to it. Because towards the end of times, and no doubt we are towards the end of times, that people will be tested. And that they will be tested. And they will be tested again to purify. And to purify again. And for us to see who really believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who really believes that this deen, the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that what is satisfactory to them. And that never will they forsake their worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never will they seek or something from the dunya. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us a time would come that they may wake up in the morning as a mu'mina wa yumsi kafira, and that by the evening that they have disbelieved. Wa yumsi mu'mina wa yusbihu kafira. That in the evening that they were a believer, and that they wake up in the morning and that they have become a disbeliever. Why? Because they have sold. They sold their deen for a cheap price. They gave it away for something for this dunya. They swapped eternal happiness and pleasure for this temporary happiness that that person envisages right now. They envisage that the happiness is now. Let me sell my deen for something now. Remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave to you. And you will remember and you will supplicate, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not deviate our hearts from this guidance. And give us from yourself mercy, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ, that you are the one who gives. And that you remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ, that the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters into the hellfire, that they have lost. It's over for them. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ, that the oppressors, that they will have no helpers. And that you remember, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّ. That you remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh our Lord, we have heard a call. We have heard that call out to us, to call to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believed. You heard that message to worship Allah, to follow the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and you followed that, and you believed that. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا. That you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you of your sins and to overlook or change those sayyi'at that you have into good deeds. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and that we die with those who are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ, let us die with those people. Because as you stand here now declaring and testifying لا إله إلا الله, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that your last speech. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely from your heart, allow this to be my last words. Allow me to leave this world, and that my last words are La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Because the promise is that if a person says that, khalisun min qalbihi, that if he says that or she says that purely and sincerely from their heart, then they will be from the people of Jannah. So remember the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seek forgiveness for that or those shortcomings that you inevitably that you will fall into. Because we all have sins. You all have mistakes. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you all those sins. And that you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa huwa radin ank, and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is pleased with you. There are certain times in one's life that allows us to think, to ponder over. Maybe this is one of those days where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows my heart for words that were said by an individual, not because it's him, not because he has that name, because what is a name? But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you to hear words that were the truth. Because it's the words of truth that make the individual. Not the person makes those words. The person doesn't make the truth the truth. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes the truth to be the truth. So whoever that person is, it could be a person you never met in your life. It could be a person that you're a fan of and you love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may be that person or that. However, it is the love that you have for that person. Why? Because you believe that they love Allah just as you love Allah. And that they love an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just as you love an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That your love for them is in line with the love that what you have. And that you don't have love for things or matters which would go against that what you love. A man, he came to an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking about mata sa'ah. When is the hour? It's a common question. When is Yawm al-Qiyamah? If you're a Muslim, when's the day of judgment? Hypothetically, if I had the answer for you, what does that change? If it's in 4 years and 28 days time, what does that change? Do you now believe? Or is it more important, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he replied to him, the hour? What have you prepared for it? What have you prepared for this time, whenever it may be? Because maybe you die. It's likely maybe you die before even the hour comes. So what have you prepared for this time? This person, this Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, he said, لَسْتُ كَثِيرَ الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا سُيَامِ. I am not a person who has lots of prayers. I am not a person who has lots of fasting and sadaqah. However, أُحِبَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. However, I love Allah and His Messenger. عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. These are more beloved to me than everything. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. That you will be with whom you love. That if you truly love Allah Jalla wa Ala, and you truly love an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have that real hope. Not a hope that is something one in a million. That you have a real, real hope that you will be with your Lord. And that you will be with an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that you will go to Al Jannah by His mercy. And you will see your beloved. And you will meet your real beloved, An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will tell him that I believed in you, O Messenger of Allah. I believed in you and I never met you. You will meet the Sahaba and you will say that I used to tell my children about you, O Abu Bakr. And O Umar, I used to tell my children to be like you. Because you were our role models. And because we loved you, we are now with you. Brothers and sisters, never forget that the ni'mah, the blessing of Islam is a'azamu ni'mah, is the greatest blessing. And always be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that what He gave you. Because the day may come when you become ungrateful and maybe that ni'mah is taken away from you. So every day, every moment of your life, try your best to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this ni'mah and that you remain upon the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us upon the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be with whom we love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His blessings and His mercy upon you and upon all of our brothers and sisters around the world. Because we have a brotherhood and a sisterhood that doesn't just remain in this particular theater. We have a brotherhood and a sisterhood that is global. That the faces you see, children, women, and men, just as the person who is sitting next to you, that they are your brother and they are your sister. They are your sisters and they are your brothers as well. And whatever need that they have, that is a need that you need to take care of. That is not something for you just to feel humble and maybe shed a few tears about the sadness of other people. But shed that tear, a tear that you feel sorry for them and that you do nothing, that the tears are for yourself. That if you see a person in distress and you do nothing for them and those tears that you shed and that you do nothing about it and you have the ability to do so, then the tears, let them be for yourself. Those tears are not for them. But if you shed a tear, or you feel that your heart is broken in some way, and that you're able to do something for them, then let that be a real tear for them. And let that real be a real feeling in your heart for them. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from a hardness of your heart. Because a person who has a hard heart, the message of Allah, maybe will not enter, maybe will not stay there. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify all of our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us, every single one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather every single one of us in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the highest place in Jannah. And that one day we will talk about this event. And we will talk to one another. And we will remind each other. Do you remember we sat together and remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that on the day of judgment I found a reward that I could not imagine. I gave £1 in charity because that's what I had at that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplied that charity in a way that I could not imagine. In fact, that pound that I gave was the difference. The feeling that I had, or whatever I gave, that was the difference. So may today be a change for every single one of us for the better. Never think that you've reached a level and that's it. You are looking to improve and to get better and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of your life. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently so that you may be successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all. جزاكم الله خير. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.